Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is February the 9th, 2021. Well, do you know one thing which will inspire you on your walk with Christ? An understanding of the love of God. When we understand the love of God, which He displays towards us who are sinners, it will inspire us to love Him. Our understanding of God's love to us will encourage us to love Him more and to love others also. So today we're going to talk about love exercised. In his book, Knowing God, J.I. Packer defines God's love like this. God's love is an exercise of His goodness towards individual sinners, whereby, having identified Himself with their welfare, He has given His Son to be their Savior, and now brings them to know and enjoy Him in a covenant relation. And so God has chosen to take our welfare upon Himself, and to provide for that, He has given us His Son to be our Savior, and now He's drawing us to Himself, helping us to know Him more, and as we know Him more, we can enjoy Him, and we'll enjoy that covenant relation we have with Him. If you remember yesterday, we discussed love as a desire and delight in another. It's one's life becoming the life of another. It is imparting Himself unto another. So today, we're going to see that love is imparted by God unto individual sinners. He imparts His love by identifying with them and their welfare. He has taken it upon Himself to provide for the welfare of these sinners. He also brings them to the place where they can know Him and enjoy that covenant relationship with Him. I think this is worth a time of reflection. God, the Creator, has taken your welfare upon Himself. You should stop and consider that for just a little while. He has chosen you to be an object of His love. You know, I remember on my wedding day, yes, on my wedding day, the thought crossed my mind as we walked into, it was actually not the wedding day, it was after we come home from the honeymoon, and we were walking into our house for the first time. I can remember this thought crossed my mind. I am responsible for the welfare of my wife. Her welfare was now my responsibility. If she would have a place to live, food to eat, clothes to wear, it was my responsibility. And I felt the same way when my children were born. I was bringing an eternal soul into the world. Their soul was under my welfare. And so now, as you think about that, we can understand that God has taken that same responsibility for us who are His children. Now we know that we are sinners, yet God has called us unto Himself. He has selected us to be the recipients of His goodness. We will receive this goodness through the exercise of grace and mercy. Packer also says this, "It is an outgoing of God in kindness, which not merely is undeserved, but is actually contrary to the desert. For the objects of God's love are rational creatures who have broken God's law, whose nature is corrupt in God's sight, and who merit only condemnation and final banishment from His presence. Yet God showers His people with mercy and grace." This can only come from love. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Think of that. God loved us while we were yet sinners. There was nothing in us to attract us to attract God to us. He loves us simply because He chose to love us. He is under no compulsion to love us. He loves us freely. He loves us simply because it is His good pleasure to love us. We understand, therefore, that God's love is recognized when He exercises mercy and grace to us. Grace and mercy are the avenues of His welfare or His care for us. Reflect on that. God has chosen you to be under His welfare. When you were regenerated, you were adopted into His family. He took upon himself your welfare. He will exercise grace and mercy toward you as an expression of his love for you. Man, what a truth this is today. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we are so overwhelmed by your love. It amazes me that you have chosen to care for me. I pray today that your people would be amazed at your love for them. I pray they will be inspired to love you because you love them. I also pray they will learn to love others because of your love for them. I pray that as your people grow in love, they will spread your love to others. Thank you for the hope of everlasting love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Man, the love of God is amazing. Until tomorrow, it's Brother Mark signing off.